Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance. Let's dive right into the major industry stories unfolding in Australia this week. First off, an important update about the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA's recent intervention in a disputed insurance claim with MetLife. Going back a few years to 2019, a policyholder filed an income protection claim seeking insurance benefits after experiencing workplace bullying that caused significant psychological distress. MetLife initially refused the claim, citing inaccuracies in the patient's medical history. AFCA has now stepped in and instructed MetLife to reassess the claim, as a reasonable person can't be expected to self-diagnose stress as a psychological condition. They have 60 days to report back to HostPlus. Moving on to another case unraveled by AFCA involving AIG Australia. The case revolves around a break-in at an unoccupied commercial property. The landlord's initial claim was significantly reduced from over $100,000 to nearly half that amount because they failed to adjust premiums for the vacant property, despite being advised to do so by their broker. According to AFCA, under Section 54 of the Insurance Contracts Act, the issue wasn't the property being vacant, but the failure to notify AIG. The case serves as a stark reminder of the importance of maintaining precise communication with your insurer. In heart-rending fraud news from Perth, gym owner Karen Salkild has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for a scam that involved faking her death and defrauding TAL Insurance for over $700,000. She utilized her ex-partner's personal details to file a false claim and subsequently forged documents to support her claims. Her actions, driven by greed and desperation, may contribute to a potential hike in community insurance rates, impacting us all. Lastly, a salutary tale for all motorists about diligence and abiding by insurance obligations. An Australian motorist recently lost out on a claim due to his lack of basic security measures. His vehicle was stolen from a family event while in his alleged view. His insurance claim was declined because he had left the car unlocked with the keys inside. It's a sobering reminder of the crucial importance of following basic precautionary measures as stated in insurance contracts to avoid heartache down the line. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Weekly Insurance News Wrap with Financial Services Online. Stay informed and steer clear of potential insurance pitfalls. For more information and advice, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore saying stay safe, take care, and see you next week.